We're learning Maseilas Yesharim, Perek Dalid, and November 14th. Just to review where we're holding here, and we've been discussing the actions of the tzaddikim, of the most righteous people that ever lived and walked in this earth. And we've discussed Avram Avinu, how he said two words, Bama'eda. We discussed Yaakov Avinu, how he said to Rachel, Shechar Apoy B'Rachel, he got upset at Rachel, that Rachel said, Havali Banim, I want to have children. And he answered on their level, on his level, too harshly to her. We've been discussing these great tzaddikim, which we have to bring it down to earth, because they're like malachim. And the person will ask himself, okay, this is a beautiful learning. What does this have to do with me in my life? And I want to tell you, it is so extremely important. And it applies to us on the highest levels. Let's talk practically speaking. Many people live their life very carefree. Nothing's a problem. There's no issues. There are no issues in life. And the reason for that is because, what's the big deal? You know, to say Shalom Aleichem is a beautiful thing, right? Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Great. Baruch Hashem. So, you know what? It's a beautiful thing. To do that same act of Shalom Aleichem during Kriyas HaTorah, it's a big avera. Talking during Kaddish, you know, Kaddish is even more Kaddish, more holy than Kedusha. We don't keep our feet together, but the power of Kaddish is brought down, Mishnah Berurah brings us down, is in higher Madrega. And the person has the ability to say, Amei Neheshmi Rabbah. And the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yutes, Amud Beis, tells us, one who says, Amei Neheshmi Rabbah, even if he had one of the worst Averas of Avodah Zarah on his slate, it gets ripped up. He says the words, Amei Neheshmi Rabbah Mavarach Lolam Omeil Mayo, with Kavanah, he says it loudly as well, as the Halach is paskind. He rips up that Aveira, the Aveira is torn away. We'll have to discuss the importance of why that is.
So it's completely atoned for that?
Yes. You see how powerful this is? A person, he says, even the Shemitz of Avodah Zarah. Shemitz means even have a speck of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is saying, Chas v'Shalom, there's no God. I'm serving another God. Avodah Zarah, it's a foreign God. I'm worshiping the Zarah. Zarah is foreign. That's why it's so important to focus and concentrate. Amei Nehei Shmei Rabba. So, but you have to be polite to people. Someone walks in, you have to say hello. I gave the case. A person puts on his tefillin shayad. He makes his bracha. He sees someone come into shul. You have to be polite. Greet people. Say hello. Shalom Aleichem. Not in the middle, but put on tefillin shalosh. What's the underlying point that we're saying here? We're saying that our actions, we are spiritually connected to the worlds above. And by the tzaddikim, by Avram, by Yitzchak, by Yaakov, by Rachel, by Michal, we'll see in a minute, by David HaMelech. Hashem is medatik im chasidah kechut asayra. Hashem judges them with, if this deviate one little iota, has tremendous ramifications. And so how does this apply to us? Because we are taking it on our level. We have to realize on our level, these things apply to us as well. We cannot just talk during Kriyas HaTorah. You know, we're not even talking about a case where a person wants to greet somebody. Chas v'chalila, to talk about business or sports or whatever ridiculous thing it might be. The weather, whatever it might be. During Kriyas HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person makes a bracha. You know, sometimes the best time to get somebody to daven for the alma, the best one is the one who talks the most. At least he's talking, he's using his mouth for, right? For to praise Hashem. You keep him, the only problem is you can only have one chazan at a time. Okay?
You have to make him a minyan.
Well, okay, but you want to have a reivam. But in all seriousness, we make a bracha, Hashem bachar banu kol amim. You know, the person when he chas v'shalom, you know, if he has a le'aleinu, has a petir in his family, someone passes away. When he says his kaddish, he doesn't want anyone talking. But yet, there are people in the world that exist, and the concept exists today. People talk during kaddish. How could it be? The reason why it exists is because the depth of understanding of what we're learning here is not understood by people. That our actions make a difference, and that's what we're learning here. Even though we're one little deviation, one little iota of a different move to the right to the left by the common folk, by us, is not going to make such a difference. But by the great tzaddikim, we see the result of their actions. By us, it makes a difference also. We have to realize that. That's what we have to bring out. Bottom line, person talking during Kaddish, a person talking the wrong time, or a person not talking when he doesn't greet someone, and he should. I want to tell you something. I shouldn't say this maybe on the recording here, but thank you. I got the permission. But I'll be honest with you, my personality as a child, I was very, very shy. I was very taken, very back, very quiet. As I was getting older, I remember when I first came to yeshiva in Chaim Berlin. I went over. I needed a chavrusa. I had a goal. What's my goal? I have to learn. So you need a chavrusa. You can learn better with chavrusas. I went over and said hello to somebody. And I said, would you like to learn? So he said to me, thank you, but I have a chavrusa. But he said to me, I want to ask you a question. What shir are you in? I said, I'm in second year base medrash. He smiles and he says to me, I want to compliment you. I said, well, what for? You're coming over to an older bacher. No, he wasn't old. He was older than me. He was in the Rosh Hashiva shir. And I'm asking him to be a chavrusa. So I didn't even know how to accept the compliment. I didn't, who cares? You're here, I'm here. Let's learn. I didn't even realize that there's something to be thinking that you're in the Rosh Hashiva shir. Oh, wow. I'm only in the second year of Medrash. But he was telling me that. That's to come over to ask that. Sometimes we have to, you take your personality, what you're given, and it's such a mitzvah. Someone walks into a shul, and someone goes, gives him a Shalom Aleichem, you could change his whole entire life. A person can be turned off or turned on. We're not deviated from the topic. I want to share with you a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. I want to show you what I mean. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ayin roya, v'oizen shemas, v'chol masecha v'seif nechtavin. The eye sees, the ear hears. Why one eye, one ear? We're not learning Pirkei Avos now. V'chol masecha v'seif nechtavin. So one view, it's a very frightening Mishnah. Everything is being recorded, everything is being written down, everything is being heard. Let's take the same Mishnah and look at it from a different angle, which that angle is true. Imagine the scene. You go into a town, you need a daven. So you go to the shul, you daven in the shul. You come in, you're looking for the siddurim. You don't even know where the siddurim are. So you're looking around, no one says boo to you. No one says hello, no one tells you where the siddurim are. You finally find them by mistake. You don't know that they wait 25 minutes for Maariv. You're thinking your shul is fine, daven 5 minutes later. So you're waiting for Maariv. You're waiting. In the meantime, you have to catch a plane or whatever it is. Then they finally daven. It's a very uncomfortable feeling. Go in, go out. Chas v'shalom to have a scenario like this ever existing. Let's take the same exact case. A person walks into the shul. Before he's even in, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? Oh, where are you from? Would you like a coffee? You need some food? The difference between night and day. The welcoming. Now, that doesn't mean to say, like we said, we do this during the wrong times. But to give a Shalom Aleichem, even if our personality is to be shy, we have a mitzvah now. This person is a ger. What does it mean, a ger? It doesn't mean just a convert. It means he's a stranger. A ger is a stranger. He's lost. It's a tremendous mitzvah to give direction to someone. What we're learning here, we might read these words and feel it's so not applicable to my life. I'm not Avraham Avinu. When I say two words, I'm not being judged for the rest of my life that 400 years and 210 years, my children, my descendants will be slaves in Mitzrayim. How does this apply to me? This applies to each and every one of us to realize the result. Our actions have a tremendous result. Our actions make a major effect on the world, whether it's one individual, whether it's the whole spiritual world. That's what we have to take out from learning all these stories of the tzaddikim. That it's not just that their actions, problematic, that they made some mistake and it doesn't relate to us. No. Every single movement that we do, Ayin Roya Oizen Shamas, Hashem is saying, I love you. I want to see what you're doing. Oizen Shamas, I want to hear what you're saying. I love you so much, I want to write down every move you make, every step you take. That's another way of looking at that Mishnah. Not to be so afraid, but to see, which we need as well, but to see how much love Hashem has for us. That's how this parak over here, this part of the parak applies to us in everyday life as well. Let's continue with Michal, the daughter of Shaul HaMelech. Says the Ramchal, Michal, Lefi Shehoichicha as David, this that she gave Toichacha to David HaMelech, Bameh Shirokad Bachutz Lefnei HaOroin, because when he was dancing outside in front of the Aron. What's the story? In Shmuel Beis, it's discussed how the Aron Kodesh is being brought back, and David HaMelech, with all of his might, he's dancing and he's doing somersaults, and part of his clothing revealed his skin. And Michal sees this. This is my husband? This is the king? This is how he acts in front of everyone else? She's thinking, I know what king royalty is. My father was a melech. What does this mean? You don't act like this. You don't expose yourself. David comes home. She did it to, she gave him teichacha on the side. But just David HaMelech. Look what he said. Look at the madrega that she was on, that she was punished for. Miriam, right. With Aaron, right, correct. Ne'en Shah, she was punished. What was the punishment? Shloyahayala Vlad El Bemoisa. That's Machlekes in the Gemara. Either she never had a child from that day on, besides for childbirth, when the baby died at childbirth, she had one more child, or she had children beforehand, but never after this. This was her punishment. Like you said, she did it privately to her husband. What's the big deal? As the Mefarshim and Masber, she was talking to David HaMelech. And what did David HaMelech say back to her? David HaMelech said back to her very powerful words, Hashem chose me over your father. There's a reason for that, because in regards to kavod, there's no kavod in regards to over Hashem. Hashem, you give everything. In the house of Shaul HaMelech, it was a different approach. And Michal said, you don't expose yourself. David said, I am a nothing. I don't exist. I give over every single ounce that I have to show kavod to Hashem, to bring somersaults, to bring simcha, whatever it might be. Chazal point out the two words that she said to him, Ke'echad harekim. These are the words, the very powerful words. You dance like one of the rekim. Rek is empty. Is this how you talk to Melech?
So it wasn't the fact that she said something, it was what she said.
It's both. Because she said it, what she said was wrong. But she shouldn't have said it anyway. Because David was right.
Okay, but the punishment so stark was only because of what she
said. That's what's being brought down over here. But the truth is she should not have said anything. She was wrong what she said. In the whole point of what she said, the whole category. But it could be not as bad because she didn't say it as strong. That's correct. Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. What did he do wrong? Chizkiyahu, how great was Chizkiyahu? Chizkiyahu was so great he could have been Melech Mashiach. He could have been Mashiach. We wouldn't have any problems that we had today. The Fisha Hera El Sarei Melech Bavel as based in the Chaysai. What did he do? Well, what's the story behind this? What happened was, he was sick, deathly sick. As we say in the Slichos, that you merape, you healed Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. Hashem made a nes, and he held the sun, and the whole world saw this because, you know, they're waiting for lunch or supper, and they know it's what's going on. It's not coming yet. Well, the time is not moving. You know, by the students in class, you know, when they always look at the clock, you know. So I'm actually in the classroom right now with a clock. There's no battery. So it's always 11:02. So, even though I don't teach 11:02 a.m., but it's still 11:02, and they're like, oh, no. So here, the clock didn't move. There's a tremendous nace. So the Melech, the king, sent a messenger to go praise Chizkiyahu. Of course, Hashem, who did this nace. Chizkiyahu, when they came, Chizkiyahu showed them the storehouses of all the gold and the wealth. He did this for good reasons, but he did the wrong thing. Nigzer al bon of Yosarisim Behecho Melech Bavel. It was decreed on his descendants to be eunuchs, to be castrated, and to serve as servants to Melech Bavel. What we're bringing out is the power of these great tzaddikim. One should not think that my actions do not make a difference. There's no such thing as this carefree mindset. If we would realize, and what I'm telling you now is not from me, it's but from Devin Sarim. If we would realize, we, meaning Klai Yisrael, not anyone here, not any shul in specific, what talking and the davening does, the kitrug, that it causes people's deaths, literally, we wouldn't do it. There are some people that feel shul is a social hour. I haven't seen my friend the whole week. Let me catch up. You know what? There are two of us. He has to tell me what he did during this past week. The problem is shul is not long enough. That's the problem. So we have to get it all in. You know, unfortunately, we live in a generation where there are many yisaimim, almanos, almin, widows and widowers and orphans. I know stories, unfortunately. You know stories that I don't know. And no, we don't have Nevi'im today. But we have Chazal. And Chazal tell us that when we are Mevaze, the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, we cause Kitrugim, we cause prosecuting angels to go up to Shemayim and say, Hashem. You know, they say they want the Beis HaMikdash, but when they have the Beis HaMikdash Ma'at, the miniature Beis HaMikdash, look what they're doing it. And if it's during the week, so nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have the sitter on the phone, and they also have everything else on the phone. I'll tell you, I once saw a person pressing buttons more than he was turning the pages. We have to realize what we're learning here is to realize there's no such thing as carefree. Our actions make a difference. And if when we and why do we really believe this? Because what happens when there's a chayla? Now let's go say Tehillim. If we didn't believe our actions, why are we saying Tehillim for? So we realize our actions do make a difference. That's what the Ramchal is telling us. On the small level that we're on, our actions do make a difference. So if they do make a difference for positive, we better believe it. That if people are talking during the davening, there's a tremendous prosecuting amount of prosecuting angels that go up to Shemayim and say, Hashem, look what's going on now. Hashem, there should be another Tisha B'Av with this year with the fast, right? Because they don't really want their base of Mikdash. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, the Perek HaKol Chayavin, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Kad Havamati Lahaikra Havabachi. Rabbi Yochanan, when he would come, the Gemara in Chagiga tells us in Daf Hey, when he would come to this pasuk, he would cry. V'karavti aleichem l'mishpat, v'hayisi eid l'mimaher, and will come close to you for judgment. V'karavti aleichem l'mishpat, I will come close to you for judgment. V'hayisi eid l'mimaher, and I will be swift as a witness. Says further in the Gemara, the Ramchal's Masber, Eved sheshaykim alav kalos kachamurais takani yeshloi, an Eved, a servant, that they weigh the kalis kechamuris. What does kalis mean? Kalis means the small little ones. The small little things, the mitzvahs that we feel are not so important. Then you have the chamurois, embarrassing someone. We're all here to get to Olam Haba. A person embarrasses someone. So now you take the big ones and the small ones, you put them all together in the same package? How could that be? Mix them all together? Where's the judgment? The little ones are little ones, the big ones are big ones. Takon Yeshloi, is there any hope for such a person? Explains the Ramchal, we're not saying, this Gemara is not telling us that the punishment for the small little ones are the same as the big ones. That's not what it means. Hashem punishes midah k'neged midah. Hashem rewards measure for measure, and he punishes measure for measure. So what does it mean? What that means is, sometimes when it comes to the small little ones, people feel, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? And sometimes, unfortunately, they think the little ones are little, but really they're big. Mitzvah Shodam Dosh Ba'Kevav. The mitzvah Parshas Ekev. Chazal tell us, the mitzvah that a person trembles on with his heel. Dosh Ba'Kevav. Here we're being told, Ki lo yashkichu hachamuris es akalois. V'lo yali madayin enoi mehem klal. Kashi lo yali mehachamuris. What Ramchal is telling us, Hashem is the Dayan. Hashem doesn't have any technical difficulties like I had this morning with the recorder. Hashem's batteries never run out. The machine didn't turn on when I wanted it to. It doesn't exist. The little ones and the big ones, everything is taken into account. That's what we're being told over here. And I'll tell you, I don't know why I'm discussing this so much, but I'll tell you, many people think that talking in shul is not such a big deal. I didn't have a bad experience recently. It just popped into my head. That's what many people think. We're going to stop here for today in preparation for the next year. Thank you.